It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Booyah.
Yo.
It is a beautiful Thursday morning.
A sunny 80 degree day here in Jersey.
Oh, I love it.
It is the Derek Show featuring Derek.
It's Derek Show with Derek. Derek and Derek.
Wearing his fucking weird Freddy Krueger shirt.
Matt just got here.
Oh, what's up, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Welcome to Thursday, Matt.
Hey, sorry I'm late, guys.
AristocratsRadio.com is our website. We stream live.
Live.
We do. CWERadio.com.
CWE.
You know, we're live, but how do people interact if they want to, like, I mean, say that they listen to us and they're like, wow, this is pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But I wish I could interject my own opinion to it.
Well, you could give us a call live Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. Just call 732-361-CRAT. That's 732-361-2728. That's a New Jersey number, folks.
But you know what? Some people are shy.
Yeah.
Some people don't want to call. They're afraid that they're going to sound like an idiot. Maybe they want to say something but not really say it on the air.
Well, I have a solution for that. You can fucking nut up and call.
Oh.
Or you can go in the chat room, cweradio.com. Click on top. It says Aristocrat Special. Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. And you can chat with us.
Or
you can hit us up on Facebook.com/Aristocrats Radio.
Or
you can Twitter us at the Aristocrats _.
Or.
Man, Derek, you're kind of long-winded.
That's not it.
Tell them to go to the website.
We actually got to get a vine and we got to get a tout. So.
What the fuck is a vine?
It's like tout.
You know, I was thinking that we really need an Instagram. That was my suggestion.
That's a good suggestion.
Yeah.
Why don't you go make me some fucking deviled eggs? I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
It's so cold outside.
It's very cold.
That my cock is shriveled up to the size of Derek's.
Doubt it.
Which is tiny.
Can't get that small. We have Kevin.
It's so cold, I can use my nose drippings as chopsticks.
Like walrus tusks. And Steven.
It's so cold.
And China.
Fuck my dick. Oh. Suck it.
My dick is bigger than the mouth.
Probably.
Right now it probably is.
That was like an older Bobby that I just did. Bobby's World.
Bobby. Oh my god, my book.
What a tool that kid would have grown up to be, huh?
Yeah.
Good thing he died, right? He died?
Bobby?
They killed him in the last episode.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that by the size of his head, he probably had a massive brain tumor.
I could do a good imitation of Bobby from Bobby's World.
Go ahead.
Do it.
How you doing? I'm Bobby.
What's going on? This is Bobby. Good one. We got a call on the line. Hey. What's up, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Hey, who's this?
It's Kevin Hernandez.
Hi,
your
Kevin.
Your lucky prize winner from last week.
Wait, you related to Hercules?
Yes. This is one of the Facebook contest prize winners.
Oh.
The Yahoo thing.
Ooh.
That'd be me.
Does he get anything?
Yeah, a sticker.
And he gets to call in the show. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Can we get him a t-shirt or something?
I wanted that colonoscopy picture.
Oh, you do? All right, we'll get that out to you as soon as possible.
Well, as soon as I'm done wanking it to it.
Oh, that's rude. That's rude.
We'll wank on it, we'll autograph it, and then we'll send it off to you with a couple stickers.
Why don't you plug your Twitter real quick while you're on?
What's up?
Plug your Twitter real quick while you're on.
Plug my Twitter in? You could,
All right, cut him off.
Oh, god damn it. Ash Devin Crush. There you go.
All right.
_.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about, or you just wanted to say hi?
I just wanted to call up and say what's up.
Well, nothing much. What's up with you?
Hey, how's it
going?
I love the
podcast.
Thank you.
So I had to show some love.
Love you. Love the show. Long time, first time. hey, while we got you on, if you had to suck a dick and a flavor came out, what flavor would you like it to be?
Oh my God.
Make it quick.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to go to classic vanilla.
Vanilla?
Wow. You just went straight up vanilla shit.
Well, that's fucking boring.
Like vanilla
right,
Yankee Candle or vanilla like McDonald's vanilla shake?
Shamrock shake
came out with some dude's dick. He'd be my boyfriend.
So he would commit. Yeah. So he wouldn't just suck the dude's dick. He would commit to a Shamrock shake flavored penis.
Full on civil union.
I love it.
I'm telling you, that's my kryptonite right there. Shamrock shake.
Oh, nice. So that could bring you to your knees. No pun intended.
Literally.
Well, thanks for calling, sir.
Yes, you've been the right to my knees for that Shamrock shake.
All right.
Thanks a lot, buddy. We'll get that stuff out to you.
Wow. So he said,
what's that guy's name? Kryptonite Crush?
Yeah. He said he'd take a face fucking for a Shamrock shake.
And not only that, would marry the guy.
Mm-hmm. Not in this state.
I wasn't trying to get gay with it. I was just trying to think of things you can do to get suck a dick.
Liquid Alloy in the chat says, Matt, your burps have amazing hang time.
And they have amazing odor.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, they do. Do you remember back during the 07 season?
What is this, backyard wrestling?
that's something for another story. We were getting lots of different Cokes and different flavored Cokes.
Remember that?
We were doing that for a while.
They were doing the vanilla Coke. I think that came out big.
Yeah, we were just mixing them up. And remember my burps? Fucking raw reekage.
Yeah.
Dude. Did you burp again? I'm like, yeah.
Well, because you usually came over and had like five hot dogs on your way.
Yeah, Matt. It's hot dog burps. Listen, Matt. A lot of people burp, but not a lot of people have shit smelling burps like you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like when Matt burps, you know to cover your nose.
There's just a lump of food in my stomach, and it doesn't know which way to go.
So it just goes
up. Once the gas opens, once the line for the gas is open, it just lets it all out.
Dude, it's like pork and beans are hanging on your larynx.
Yeah.
Your larynx.
the
fuck? You guys hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But no. It was like, what was I eating? Was it a couple months ago? And you were like, oh, my God.
Probably a fucking slab of raw hog.
When we did the Matt and Derek show.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
And I was burping, and it was bad. Yep, it was bad.
If I remember correctly, you just had a whole, rotisserie pig. You were just biting hunks off of it.
Oh, no, it was not.
And you stayed away from the apple.
I remember what it was. Oktoberfest at my grandmother's.
Oh, right.
You drank an Oktoberfest?
No.
He died at an Oktoberfest.
Oh, my God, ate an entire October.
Oktoberfest at my grandmother's, and she had various different wursts and brats.
And it was the worst.
And I was burping them up. But this is pure Coca-Cola burps. I was just down in Coca-Colas of different flavors, and it was bad.
Former aristocrat Craig has probably the most impressive burp.
He also had the most impressive shit I've ever fucking smelled in my life.
But
it just hit me that this whole room smells like anus.
Yeah. I farted anus.
Gross.
I want you to bring up the clip of him taking the shit on air. I want it. I need it.
It's on the way.
Yeah, that one.
Do you have that still?
Sure.
I'm sure I have an old intro.
Please bring it up.
Because
that's my fart. Wow, and Matt's mixed with Matt's atomic burp.
Yeah. It smells.
Basically, if Matt burped into my butt and then I farted it out, that's what you smell.
Or if you farted,
I'm trapped right in the middle of it.
Or if you farted into my mouth and then I burped it back out.
Can I turn on the ceiling fan?
Quite a few years ago,
it smells so bad right now. It stinks. It stinks.
Can I turn on the ceiling fan? One. Actually, wait. Isn't one of these lights supposed to be off too?
Eh, whatever.
Yeah.
Actually,
good.
We're not.
We don't even need the lights.
We can shut them. I'd rather shut them all off because I don't want to look at you. But I remember a few years ago, I was at Aristocrat Craig's house, and he shit in his
former
upstairs.
Aristocrat Craig.
Yeah. He shit in his upstairs bathroom while I was downstairs in his room, and it stunk.
Yeah.
It literally went a floor down, and it just, the dogs in his house were going crazy and everything.
They're going crazy.
He's big, though. He's like the size of a giant car.
He's like a suburban.
I sent you guys. I took like a TMZ photo of him a couple months ago. Like, I sent it to you. He was humongo.
It was like the fucking. It was like Bigfoot.
Yeah,
pumping gas or something.
Derek Craig lives.
Yeah,
God, and something lives inside him.
Oh, yeah, the alien.
The darkness.
Beeps, the alien burps.
He's like a bitch. He wouldn't even answer our messages about the fucking eating contest.
Well, whatever.
Little bitch.
Esther would have kicked his ass.
He would have, actually.
Well, actually, Sean would have kicked his ass.
Well, that
that
Sean
was still
would've...
a work. To this day, that was a work.
I know.
No, it dude, he won fun. It legitimately.
I'm sure he did.
He's still the champion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
And when we do it, when we do it again,
let's do something else. Soon. Let's do
that's coming up soon, isn't it?
Talk about the Nuggets, man. When we can do the Nuggets.
We wanted to get some monsters in here to eat Nuggets,
yeah,
and
no, it didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Well, let's just do it ourselves. Let's do a chicken chugger challenge. We got to do something cool with that, man. I'm tired of this shit.
What shit?
Okay.
Are you saying you don't enjoy the show?
No, I love it. It's great, but I want to do something cool, something we can promote.
You should at least dim those lights.
Why?
Oh, if you like them, that's fine. Just I feel like they're in your way.
I am getting a mean glare off your glasses.
Yeah.
Off your glasses, off your commie frames. You fucking hipster. Oh,
man. Derek's just a hipster scene-ster over here.
I guess so. You're not the first person to call me that.
What's that?
A hipster.
His bosses, his relatives, everyone.
My bosses.
Your superiors.
Derek,
his friend Barry O.
Derek, I want you to take the rest of the week off wearing those commie glasses.
Dude, fucking, yeah. Obama called me a hipster. That's how bad I am.
Obama, the guy let 1,000 prisoners loose.
You're
to roam the streets of America.
Mm-hmm. And you will not date my daughter?
Did you hear he strong-armed
you
a couple of fucking reporters?
You voted for me,
reporters,
and I respect
though?
That.
Wait, what did you?
Wait, what?
Apparently, he like strong-armed a couple of reporters. Keep their mouth shut.
Yeah, there. Who? There
Bo?
Was one very recently. Yeah,
yeah. Barry a reporter O. did like two interviews with him and recorded it, and then they wrote a book. And now they're getting strong-armed to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, they're not being allowed at like press conferences that they normally would be allowed at because they're reporting the truth.
I bet you that old fucking monster is still alive there. What's her name?
Oh, she got in trouble for something not too long ago.
She has a big fucking mouth.
She's fucking old.
Who?
Ann Coulter?
No.
Would you guys,
I don't even know
you guys fuck her?
Ann Coulter? Oh,
hell yes.
Absolutely.
Really? Derek, can you bring up a pic of her? Because I really don't know if I would.
I'd even do it with the lights.
No, you
on.
Can't bring up a picture of her. You have to watch an interview with her.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, very different.
So, wait, if you see her interacting with somebody, it's more sexy than
you just
totally.
You just have to watch her mouth moving.
All right, hold on.
All right, well,
here's one.
All right.
Oh, you. You son of a bitch.
Here's one. Loser.
Yeah. It says loser on her head.
All right, she does not look hot. She looks like a man.
And all you had to do was.
Look at the ear.
Ew! What is that? That's fucking Spock.
Yeah, I'd love to nibble on that ear.
All you have
an
to do
upside
is
down
Google
Spock
her name, and you get a picture that has "loser" on her forehead.
Yeah, that's just her name.
Give Steve the fifth one in.
This one?
Yeah. How about that one?
Nope.
That one.
Gross. See, the ears are covered up. Yeah.
She looks right. Like makeup's makeup. Helping hide her Down syndrome.
Yeah. Right. Whoa, what is this? What is that?
I don't know.
Ugh.
It's a picture of Ann Coulter holding her hip, okay. And her hand is like a monkey.
Nah, see, that was just
that's a bad Photoshop.
Yeah, it's,
like
bad.
It's like a wrist broke.
It could actually be her hand.
No,
she's very tall.
That
very,
is decent.
Very lanky.
That's decent.
Yeah, that's
like,
all
not,
right.
And,
that's
not, and not just say, like, she's 50 years old.
No,
she's not like
yummy.
She's not like a spring chicken.
You're making this meat more gross now, man.
Okay.
That one picture, the third row down, second row in, from just the thumbnail, looks like someone's
this?
Giving her bunny ears.
Bunny ears. No, you have to see her in interviews. That's the only way you can fully appreciate her. Because most of the pictures you're going to see of
her in Playboy?
Nice.
Are intentionally
nice.
She
are
did Playboy?
Intentionally taken at, no.
Oh. Oh, she's got an abs apple.
She has an abs apple. Of course she does.
Oh, okay.
Of course she does.
Some girls have that.
Yeah. Some girls are men.
Yeah, just like RuPaul.
Looks but, young yeah. there.
No, she had the weird praying mantis eyes. She's gross.
No, but most pictures posted of her.
Look at that black and white one.
See, she's hot there. That's
no,
great.
Nope, nope, nope. Hot if she just eats fucking fruit. She looks like a fruit bat.
God, I'd rather do this old black dude next to me.
Yeah. I would too.
Isn't that fucking.
Look at that melon.
Isn't that dynamite?
That's what, dude, that would be the ideal forehead for cracking open coconuts.
Wait, is that her?
Look at her neck. Look at
she's very
neck.
Thin.
Ew, you could tell she smokes Virginia Slims just by her neck.
Vagina slimes.
That or she snorts copious amounts of cocaine.
Yeah, she is gross. Sorry, guys.
There she is.
Yeah, there she is. Oh. Now she looks good.
She's a retard. What are you doing?
Oh. I don't know, Matt. Yeah.
Don't compare
I don't
me
see
to
it.
Coaching.
I don't see it.
No, you got to hear her speak.
I don't.
She
what
sounds,
the fuck?
She sounds like one of.
I don't want her talking while I'm banging her box fucking style from the back.
A certain liar that we used to hang out with.
Oh God.
She has a very similar voice.
Liquid Alloy says, "Walking Dead in 11 minutes, guys."
See ya. Oh,
but
fuck
it's
yourself.
Thursday. See Walking ya. Dead was on Sunday.
Is there a you and Coulter?
A what?
Coulter. Is there a you in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
C-O-U-L-T-R-E. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we should find out if people out there would fuck Ann Coulter.
Yeah, if you would fuck Ann Coulter, call it.
What's that number again?
732-361-2728.
And we're ringing off the hook.
That's Krat.
Phones are lighting up.
We should probably get stuff like that out of the way before we get to the topic.
Oh.
Well, what are you going to do?
We're on a delay.
Yeah, we always do it at the end. And the way, Ann Coulter, would you fuck or call us in?
Got a news.
Anyway, next.
Got any news that's happened since Sunday?
Since Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some stuff that happened before Sunday.
Oh.
Well, on Wednesday, that guy killed Obama. So wow. I mean, that was pretty crazy.
You might get in trouble for just joking on
it's
that.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Yep. You're going to be silenced, Kev. Good knowing you.
Oh, no.
You predicted the
future. Matt, you want to be a new Too Rude Dude, please? Kev ain't going to make it the week.
The horse meat scandal in UK.
What's wrong with that anyways? Horse meat's high in protein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it. When you... Right on a package that it's not horse meat and it is horse problem. Meat, that's the problem.
Yeah, well, I get that, but like, I'm sure it tastes good and it's good, it'll make you nice and
now,
strong.
A lot of guys tell you they got horse meat, but it's not.
Oh, yeah, it's more like mouse meat. What got me with this whole story is I didn't even know IKEA sold meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're good.
And apparently they have horse meatballs.
People go there just for the meatballs.
You know, so- if the meatballs are bothering their throat so much, why are they selling them? Mm-hmm. You know, horse...
Mm-hmm. Horse with an A. Well, Taco Bell's withdrew UK beef products when they found out that
so
there
it's
was
just
some horse DNA in their meat.
It's just British beef.
Yeah, it's mainly over in UK.
Welsh beef.
Yeah.
Scottish beef. Irish beef.
I'm sure it's edible. I don't know what the big problem is.
So we're back.
It's just not that it's inedible. It's that people want to have... You know, fucking cows.
Well, yeah. So Taco Bell is the same place that was cutting their beef with oats.
Yeah.
And now they're like, yeah, we don't want that fucking real meat.
Yeah.
We're just going to stick with what they feed the horses and not the actual horses.
Sure.
You know what's weird is like, I'm sure horse meat and cow meat taste exactly the same.
I don't know about that.
I disagree. That. Horses are way leaner than cows.
Very lean.
So it might taste better.
No.
No.
It's.
Oh, wait. So wait, the fat is
the
flavor?
The fat's sure. What makes it tasty.
Anything that tastes good has a lot of fat.
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Like cake. Mm-hmm.
Cake has a lot of
fat. Damn.
All right, all right. I want you to think about cake right now, right?
All
right. And then think about, like, the leg of a horse.
Okay.
What would you rather eat?
I don't know. Like, can you add sprinkles and syrup to the horse leg?
I mean, you could, but the horse might kick you as you try it. Whereas a cake will never kick you.
I mean, obviously, I'd want to eat
cake.
A cake
would never kick you.
Like, I would eat a cake with the candles still in them over a horse leg.
Yeah.
But something tells me that horse meat would still, like, jack the fucking shit out of you. Like, A-Rod and Barry Bonds probably ate horse meat while injecting steroids.
Horse meat, maybe. Horse hormones, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely horse meat injected with steroids.
Speaking of horses, we went to school, an elementary school, and we still know to this day a girl that could get on her hands and knees and gallop like a horse.
Yes.
And
she
I remember her in third grade setting up chairs and jumping over them like a horse. Like she mimicked the movements of a horse to a T.
Yes.
She loves horses.
Wait, are you talking like hands and knees or like bent over with hands on the floor and feet on the floor?
Feet and hands.
Yeah, okay. It was
like
weird.
A bear crawl, but she somehow was...
Right, that's just fucking easy.
No, she proposed...
I could jump at least 24 chairs on my hands and...
She was hurdling them like four chairs in a row. But like she literally had the exact
form,
movements of a
the
horse.
The exact form and grace, She was an equestrian. Her family had like a
17 horse tumors or something.
No, they had like a horse that she would like maintain. Like she would go to like the stable or something.
But I kid you not.
And now she has one of her own.
If we were on a Pictionary team, and I had the guest horse, I'd want her on my team. Because it was to a T that she could act like a horse.
Yeah. Huh. I was actually really good friends with her.
Do you mean charades?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I meant.
What did you say?
He said Pictionary.
No, I said charades. You're going to have to wait until Thursday to hear it, though.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with that girl.
If I wanted somebody to draw a horse without drawing a horse, I'd want the person who can act like a horse. Yeah. That'd be great.
All right, the Kraken got me. But actually, this same girl, Matt, convinced was his sister to Steve number one. Yeah. And Steve number one was Matt's best friend. Steve number one was Matt's best friend.
Well, here's the thing. At the time, it was more of a transition because I spent all my time with girls when I was a little kid.
Oh, opposed to now, where you spend most of your time with black men with AIDS.
Pretty much, yeah. And then when I started hanging
just
out with
just because Matt volunteers at the clinic doesn't make him a bad person.
Then I started hanging out with Steve number one. And
and he's back, folks.
Did you hear that?
Steve is back.
It has begun. yeah, no, I used to hang out with, there were three chicks that I hung out with all the time.
Okay.
And
you all combed your hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, wow. Matt, you are seriously, if I think of Matt.
You know what, you know, but like, it sucks we don't have a video. Matt sat up straight, like perfect posture, and cupped the microphone and burped into it. And it fucking looked like Ronnie James Dio, like hitting a high note. Like,
yeah. And if anybody knows Matt personally, you know that he can't sit at a perfect posture.
Sure.
Because his gullet just pulls him down.
Gravity. Call it the gravity well. Anyway.
But yeah, you belted out that belch. It was great.
It was serious.
I love that we could be on a topic and just burps and farts completely derail us.
I love it. But we go awesome. Right back into it.
Yeah.
Unless we don't remember what we were talking about.
Well, we were talking about this horse galloping chick.
I call her the equestrian.
So I feel like if you wanted a shot with this chick, all you had to do is be like, yo, I got the quality of a horse. And she'd
be like,
oh, what? And I'd just be like, I got a fucking hairy ass.
I got an ass you can comb.
Yeah.
But no, I would be like, yo, I can relate to horses. And when she was like, really, can you? I'd be like, yeah, look at this. Look at the size of this horse dick.
Look at this fucking
It's
rod.
Like a straight up 12-incher.
See, that's the joke that I was like tiptoeing around.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I didn't go with the obvious.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, you just lowered the shoulder and ran right for the obvious.
Oh, my pee filter fell off.
Nice. It's the poo filter.
Yeah.
So I was hanging out with these chicks. And probably up until around third grade or so. In the meantime, around second to third grade is when Steve number one started hanging out with me. You know, getting me into all the nerdy shit like Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters.
Yeah, while you're trying to hit Poontang.
And before that, Matt was just like listening to gangster rap and fucking like finger popping the other third graders.
And being cool and like lifting.
I was like already kissing chicks and shit then. But
yeah, well, let's not get into what I was doing, but go ahead.
So anyway, yeah, he starts hanging out, and it was kind of like that transition where like the girls were still coming over, and he kind of like pushed them all away.
Steve's gay,
but she was one of the last ones to go, and she would come over a lot, like all actually probably just about every time he was over, and I convinced him that she was my sister at the time,
and he believed it,
and he did believe it probably up until. Probably middle school, I would say.
So for like fucking 10 years.
No, it was probably right before middle school. I would say a solid year. I had him buying it. Because when you're little kids, how do you explain you got like girls hanging out?
But we can't hide the fact that Steve number one is the most gullible person on earth. He's gullible.
I saw him at the
hang on, Matt's about to belch out of fucking note. Ew! He was saying no, he's not gonna while he was.
No.
Steve's gone.
I was thinking when I cupped the microphone that time, I was thinking about the comment that made. Fucking Dio. Anyway, but yeah.
He's gullible because Steve fell for. Somebody at the diner told him that he ate 30 people, and Steve believed him. Steve believed that somebody he met was a cannibal that ate 30 humans.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think John Wayne Gacy did that.
And what's funny is the a girl dated the guy who ate 30 people that I spend an enormous amount of time with and coincidentally stopped hanging out with because Steve got Viking around. Interesting little...
little tidbit for
little,
your tits.
Little connection there. But anyway, I digress. Got a great best friend out of that situation.
That fed you and
so,
cereal.
So wait, you could have just spent like the rest of your life just elbow deep in pussy, Steve ruined it all.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, while like Matt was trying to kiss girls before he turned gay with Steve.
I wasn't trying, dude. I was doing it.
I was literally shitting my pants so my preschool teacher would disrobe me. Mm-hmm. It's a true story.
Yeah.
I had the hots for one of my preschool teachers.
Yeah.
So I like intentionally shit myself so she'd have to see me naked and be like, yo, I want that little dong, bro.
That little dong.
Yeah.
It's going to be big one day.
Yeah, man.
One day it's going to be the size of a horse.
She was very uncomfortable. I wrote a love note. She's like, Steve, you're going to have to stop doing this.
You have to cut it.
And this is before, this is like second grade, third grade.
Yeah.
You ever, now, I mean, I've had teachers that were fuckable, like easily, no debating. Then I've had teachers where you start the year in September and you're like, it's no way. But sometime around like February, March, like the longer you see him, you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I know what you mean.
There was and then by June, you're just sitting through class just like half a hard on just being like, I fucking would. I absolutely would.
Well, it's not so much the progression of the teacher, but the progression of you.
Sure.
Just becoming a more horny,
and just
fucking testosterone-raised human.
To what you see.
Yeah, but like I had a teacher that would literally, I don't know if it was on purpose, I think it was, but she would like wear like dresses up to her knees, but she would still sit on the table of the desk facing us, reading to us, while I'm looking at her underwear.
Uh-huh.
I had to be on purpose.
Yeah.
And there was one time in particular, now her breath stunk like Derek's asshole, but... She was leaning over me, like helping me, like out with like an equation, like a math equation.
Yeah.
And her pen fell on my crotch of my pants.
I'll
and I went to get the pen for her. Like she had it behind her ear. That's where it fell from. Mm-hmm. And she knocked it off, like reaching for it. It fell on my crotch. I went to grab it off my dick, and she pushed my hand away and says, "I'll get it," and picked it up off my pants.
And then as she's grabbing, she looks up and goes, "Hmm, somebody's got a Sharpie marker."
I'll get it.
But, like, she was gross.
She goes, I'll get it. Puts her hands behind her back.
She was gross, and her relatives definitely.
To plan.
Blood.
I'll get it.
She was really gross. But because of that.
That one moment alone.
I probably would have slammed her. But she was gross.
She was asking for it.
Yeah.
I was in love with my first and second grade teachers. I'll admit that.
Oh, definitely your second. I know who that is.
Actually,
she wanted me. Matt claims that she named her kids after me.
Well, my first grade teacher did. I saw my second grade teacher like a few months ago. Still smoking hot.
Really?
Still smoking hot. She's like not even 50 yet.
Wait, what?
She was like her mid-20s when we had her. She was like maybe 26 years old. Like,
so where's she at
out
now?
Of college. She might have hit 50 this year.
See, when it came to like having teachers that were potentially fuckable, what really worked out in my favor is that I went to school through two teacher strikes.
Yeah.
So when that happened, any teacher that was like a good teacher that had been there a while all went to a different district.
Yeah.
So we had one of two things come in. It was either really old teachers that couldn't get a job anywhere else or really young teachers that couldn't get a job anywhere else. So it was a huge contrast between like... Literally, and like this is no joke, almost senile old teachers, and then like just out of college, don't give a shit teachers.
I still can't remember the name of that one porn star substitute. I can't remember her name.
We had a porn star in our school.
Well, there was at my middle school. I don't know if you guys went. Did you guys go to the same middle school?
No. But okay. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, we had a confirmed Playboy.
Yeah.
Playmate that was a math teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember her name?
Yeah.
Black hair.
Okay.
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Black hair.
It was like reddish when I had her, but I mean, she was at the age where there would have been her natural.
What school are we talking about?
Thorn.
Oh, I went there too.
Yeah.
I remember her.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're of the
she
same.
Had jet black hair, though. Real thin?
When you were. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when I had her, it was like a reddish tinge, but it clearly wasn't her
Maybe
real
she was dying it when I went
hair
there.
Hair color. Yeah, well I'm sure it wasn't her real hair color when I had her.
Did she get pushed out because of that?
No, she was. No, there. She, I mean, that was like.
I mean, if Derek had
well,
her.
She posed in like the 70s.
Yeah, it was a while. She was older when.
Yeah.
I mean, she was young compared
to... But for an old lady, she still held up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was very thin, very thin.
She was definitely smoking hot.
I mean, she had, like, the wrinkled old lady lips.
Yeah.
But you can still see, like...
Might have been a smoker, though.
You can still see, like, okay, in her day. Yeah. There was something there.
The rumor was that somebody had found her pictures or spread on Playboy and put it behind something on the chalkboard. So when she put the screen up, it was there. That was the rumor. I doubt that happened. Okay. But so
former aristocrat Eric probably.
See, I had heard that story as like it had happened at some point. So that lore had carried on.
Yeah.
What I did know that happened while I was there was somebody did bring it up and she cried.
Yeah.
Now, while you were there, I always forget how old you are.
I am presently 25.
25.
Yes.
6 years younger than you, Derek. 7 years. Younger.
7 years younger than me. All right, so you had like the internet when you were there.
Yeah.
Yes and no. Like it wasn't something that was.
It was like, around, but it wasn't.
By the time I got out of high school, like there was computers going in
put
every classroom.
When cable internet was
2005.
Cable internet was widespread by the time Kev got to high school.
I mean, I had a computer in 1995, and I was online. So.
Yeah. But like we had a single like computer lab, and that was the only place where
you got to remember our town
access
fucking
anything.
Dirt poor. I'm sure they still don't even have a fucking decent computer lab.
Well, no, we did a school. We did a wrestling show at Thorne, and with the renovations and shit that they did, it's ridiculous what they have in there now.
True. I there was a lot of teachers I wanted to bang only because they had power over me.
You have some issues.
Ew.
You need to work out with somebody. Really, really, really do.
You didn't have any teachers you wanted to bang.
Sure you did.
No.
No, well
what do you mean no? You're gay. You have issues.
Look, before, I mean, when you were handling other production a minute ago, I brought up the fact that there was teachers.
I was listening.
There was teachers where you start the year and it's an absolute no by like March. It's like, okay, well, I could see maybe. And then by the end of the year, you're like, oh, I absolutely would.
Yeah. It's Stockholm syndrome, basically.
Fair
enough.
Yeah. Just see her every day. It's like.
When I took my A-plus certification, I had this, I don't know what the hell you would call her, certifier. And she's just like this tiny little woman, but she was significantly older, just really bizarre looking. By the end of that class, I would bend her over.
See? And you guys say, oh, here we
and
go.
She was
here's
not
Steve
attractive.
Saying something stupid.
No, she was not attractive.
No, but she, because she was like a little bit like a superior to you, you're just like, well, maybe.
Shit.
I got to put this bitch in her place.
That's like if you work with a chick, you're just like, I don't know if like
so
she's
out of,
hot or if she's just the only person around my age.
So from kindergarten until you graduated, Derek.
What's that?
From kindergarten until you graduated. There's not a single teacher you would have banged.
I can't think of one.
Not even...
not one.
Not even the one that with the last name of a male?
You are a doofus.
I never had her.
The femme Nikita, you never had her?
Never had her.
No, she was basically a sub while we had her.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, I would have nailed her.
Yeah, of course you would.
That's why. What's wrong with me?
Nothing.
Wait.
By the way, I worked
blonde
with her
history
brother.
Teacher?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I worked with her brother for a little while. Couldn't understand a word he said. I don't know what was wrong with him. He just mumbled everything. He looked like Brendan Fraser. And it was just like... Yeah, I heard it. He actually sounded like your fart.
Yeah. I thought it was.
Man, that kind of sounds like Krang if his tongue was preoccupied on Peggy Hill's...
actually, I think we have a picture of that. Derek, go ahead, Kev.
Peggy? Sounds like the omnibus from Doom.
Derek, I'm going to ask you one more time. Okay. And then everyone listening is going to just think you're a complete homosexual.
Okay.
There's not one teacher ever that you had that you wouldn't bang.
Kenny said like... No.
He just dropped his name.
Yeah, remind me to take that out.
He He was a hunk of burning love.
He had a gigantic lazy eye, by the way.
Yeah.
You never knew if he was coming or going.
You know what was great?
Dude, I can't wait for him to call in tonight.
Hey, what's going on, Kenny? He was my football coach. And I had no idea how terrible his hair was because he always wore a hat.
Oh.
And then we started the school year, and obviously a teacher's not allowed to wear a hat. And I'm just like, whoa. What a comb over.
Dude, I made fun of him legit to his face about his hair in front of a girl teacher that he liked that I wanted to bang.
A girl teacher.
You know who I'm talking about. Mm. Mick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He came to her class, like, flirted her real quick, and then he left. And I was like, yo, Sedlak, you dropped your hair.
I got to tell you, I never had her as a teacher.
She was gorgeous.
I was not a fan.
Why, just because she was, like, a big, like, Israel ass kisser?
No, I didn't even know that until, like, after high school. Because I didn't have her, so I wouldn't know that. But,
I had her senior year. Never, I walked in the class, sat down, and literally, like, before the bell even rang, like, there's, like, six kids in the room. I just looked at her and go, wait, you're our teacher? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, whoa. Like, dude, she was a stunner.
Your boner was actually lifting your whole desk up under you. You would levitate.
My boner was lifting my desk up and her tits.
Wow.
They were nice. I asked her on a date after I graduated, and she said yes.
I ran into my guidance counselor? Yeah, that's him. At the Dublin House on St. Patrick's Day years ago.
Which one?
Tall guy?
No.
Okay, you didn't have an eye.
No. But it was weird. He was just would like,
you bang
hey,
him?
What's
JC? Did you have him?
I think so.
His last name sounds like that of a celebrity.
Cowlings?
Yes.
Okay, you know who I'm talking about.
Cowlings?
Yeah.
AC Cowlings?
John Cusick?
Yeah, that guy.
you guys are gay.
That guy.
I love John Cusack. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Wait.
He can do no wrong.
It's good. I know who you're talking about, and he retired my year.
Did he?
Yeah. He also...
I ran into him at the Dublin House.
In love with my aunt. In love with her.
Sure. And he was, like, you know, super cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he, like, invited me to a party at...
Cool guy.
Kenny's house.
No.
Me and former aristocrat Craig. And I had to be like, I cannot do that. I can't even fathom doing that.
You should have done it.
He's like, oh, you should come over. I'm like,
we're going to get
wasted
to play beer pong and fuck.
Yeah, he's like, no, old students always come over. I just pictured it being like a Different Strokes, like, molestation episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no.
You guys want to watch some cartoons?
Q's definitely... My aunt spent probably three periods a day in guidance, like, helping. In her senior year. Yeah, helping.
Yeah. No, it was
and,
good.
And he
good
loved her.
I spent my senior year in guidance with them trying to help me.
Steve, what are you doing?
Yeah. I went to my guidance counselor one time, I think the entire time I was in high school. And it was because we had to. And she basically said to me, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean what I'm doing? She's just like, well, I'm looking at your testing scores. And you should be, like, on National Honor Society. And I'm like, and what are you getting at? She's like, well, you're what we call an underachiever.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, well, yeah, I know what that's all about.
And I wasn't, like, doing poorly. I got one F the entire time I was in high school because...
Gym.
No, oh. I got straight A's in gym. Dude,
I was never prepared.
I was athletic. No. And I was always prepared because I always use the same clothes. But
gross.
No, I changed
black jeans and a black button down.
Yeah. No, I think I took about like once a week.
And a 4X shirt.
Wow. Dude, I was small back then.
I know you were.
But anyway. I went in there and it was like didn't even matter. I didn't care. And I wasn't doing poorly. I was in, you know, A level classes and getting like a B average. But she thought I should have been like
contributing to society or
something. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
You know what's funny is when I was in freshman year, I was begged to be on the science team. And I said no.
Why?
Because I felt like that was a dorky thing to do.
Who
knew
you that thought you should be on the science team?
I love that Steve's confidence is so high that when Matt says that,
Matt loves shooting me down.
He assumes it's why didn't you do it and not who would like fucking ask you to do it. Like why would anybody want you?
All right. How about this? This is a better example. I was begged to be in the computer club in sophomore year, and I said, absolutely not.
Well, guys, I was begged to be on the large cock committee, but I turned that down because I had way cooler things to do.
Because I had a bigger dick than the bigger dicks.
I'm like, this is a fucking committee of amateurs.
No,
I'm
seriously, in freshman year, I was asked by two different science teachers to be part of the science team.
They were desperate.
Both gay.
Sure.
But why, though?
Both child molesters.
What, did you, like, express
science
interest?
Was the only subject where I was, like, excelling it.
Really?
Yeah, I was fucking fantastic.
Earth
at it.
Science.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I bailed
Photosynthesis.
Out. Then I bailed out. I was like, I only have to take 1 year of science, so I'm doing.
I was begged to make the school's website because I could HTML by hand.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Are you being
serious?
I
did some of it.
Yeah. And Webmaster Mike took over.
Yeah. Because I just didn't want to do it anymore. It was really annoying.
Yeah, he really did.
Plus, you accidentally smoked laced weed, and that was that downhill for you.
Yeah, that was it.
I actually hung out a couple times with the computer club guys after school. I just like did go home,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like, "Yeah, I'm glad I didn't do this."
Yeah, no. Really when I didn't join the science team, I was like, "Thank God."
Yeah.
Yep. Science and history were my only subjects I excelled in. The rest, and it wasn't like I was stupid. I just didn't give a fuck about math.
I didn't give a fuck either.
Like, I just didn't care. Like, I didn't want to sit in class. I was like, this is stupid. Even though it's stupid that I said that.
Matt, what is wrong with you?
Matt is a fucking
coke, dude. Wow.
Matt is a beast. He's a Bogarton beast.
What?
Bogarton.
Bogart's all in. So he got three cans of coke, and I
got that right.
That's humongous.
It's a lot of coke. A
lot of calories.
Stone coke.
Yeah. Think of the what classes I did so poorly in.
You know what else I got tracked down to be? Golf team.
Okay, I can see that.
I for some reason. Yeah, that's boring. But no, for some reason I excelled in golf and I tried out for the team and I tied the leader of the team score in tryouts.
Always.
Yep, 38 strokes, 9 holes, pretty good. And then the practice after that, you guys are fucking straight up dicks.
Stroke.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Anyway, the practice after I got that awesome score, I broke my driver and quit the team.
Your driver. You're like, fuck this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I did. Actually, I did because my dad actually went out of his way and bought me a really expensive golf set.
Yeah.
And when I broke it, I felt bad. So I quit the team, which is even worse, I guess.
Yeah.
But she actually tracked me down and like for like fucking 3 weeks was like coming into my computer class and be like, Steve, please come back to the team. We'll get you a driver. I'm like, no, get away from me.
You know what? Steve is like the Mr. Perfect that never was. Like instead of having all these videos that are like highlighting like how he can do all these sports, they're just like videos of like the equipment. And just sitting there and not being used. And you hear like other kids playing. And the stuff's just sitting there. He's got some dirt on it and stuff. But like, but Steve prides himself on always being as good, if not better, than the best at any sport.
Even though
he never did any of it for any extended period of time.
I'm just picturing like all the Mr. Perfect vignettes,
yes.
But rather than action go on, it's just like a 30-second long shot of what was supposed to happen.
With the music playing. That is exactly what I was going
on. I'm going to quit the show.
It's just Steve fucking breaking all the equipment. Put his fist right through the racket. He's got the golf club. Breaks
because,
over the knee.
Because that would mean that he showed up for it.
Yeah.
Or just at home. They hand him a basketball. No, he just fucking punches legit. It.
All right, guys. This is me being a Sean.
I'm being legit.
Just like a 30-second long shot with this music playing of like a football field and just nothing's happening. And then like a basketball court and nothing's happening.
All right, I'm going to be legit here.
And then it goes to him getting head in like a Chuck E. Cheese parking lot.
Did you not score soccer goals on like the best goalies we had?
I did. His name was PG.
Did you not beat like the best basketball players in one-on-one?
No, I never did that.
Okay, I never did that.
I was never a basketball player.
The one black kid in Belford. Right.
Did you not strike out, like, the best baseball players? Or like, you know, like,
No.
He always
no.
has these, like, this, like, little thing he did.
No, that, but like, I can
no
add
no one
once.
Else was there but
he
us.
He did it once. No, people would see it.
No, but
he
I can add
once.
To that, and this will this is gonna make you good poppy guys, but in Little League, I won the championship for us.
Won the championship.
I was the winning run, and it was from my hit. I hit a home run, and...
You know what? I got an interesting story with that. there was like the last game of the year for Little League. It was like fourth or fifth grade, and I don't think I had a hit like all year because I didn't use my glasses, so I couldn't see the ball. And I actually got a hit like by total luck, and I dropped the bat right next to home plate, and we got the winning run off my hit. But the kid sprained his ankle on my bat. like hit the bat and slid into home.
See, the thing is like. I won the championship thing for our little league, but I always, and I'll tell the story, and you'll remember when I tell you.
Yeah.
I hit the ball. It was a line drive to outfield, and the center fielder and the right fielder fought over the ball who was going to throw it in. They were, like, pushing each other. Like, no, that I want to throw it in. They were pushing each other. So I was just like, oh, keep running. I ran all the way home and scored the winning run.
Meanwhile, he pulled that off, but his athletic legacy ends at him plowing a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very similar.
That's what they should cut to. Instead of him being on the field, he's got Fievel bent over his fucking
he's
chair.
Just, he's just hunched over the foot of a bed, fucking duping a stuffed animal in the anus.
Very similar story. There was another Little League game, and I remember Steve number one being behind the cage. I had like two strikes on me or whatever, and he's just like, come on, Matt, why don't you just have a little fun? Swing, boom, goes right to the outfield. Kid overthrows it to first base. I run to second. They overthrow it to second base. Then they overthrew it to third base. I got an overthrow home run and won the game with it.
Yeah, see, shit like that happens.
An overthrow home run. How sad is
that? See, shit like that happens, and because I hang on to it, I'm a gay guy.
No, but like I scored a home run because the other team was that bad.
Yeah, no, exactly. I scored that winning run because the team was gay and fighting over the ball. It wasn't my fault that I won the fucking Little League World Championships.
It wasn't my fault. It wasn't your own doing or your skill or anything.
So you just went from saying you wanted to
wrestling,
saying that
even
it's
wrestling,
not your...
Kevin is full aware of what I'm capable of now.
Sure.
But Matt, you remember me back in the day being very pretty athletic and doing things that I can't do at all.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing with me. I can't do shit anymore.
I think you could. Both of you.
Well, we could, but...
I wouldn't be walking home.
I'll give you both a ride.
Yeah, I'll be doing all of your seat and bleeding out of my anus. Mm-hmm.
Now, we had to drop 100 pounds between two of us. We probably could do that stuff again. But yeah, it's, you know, whatever.
Where?
Indonesia.
Oh!
Fuck that place.
Don't mind if I do.
An Indonesian woman drowned her 9-year-old son in the bath because she was worried about him. Why do you think she was worried about him, Matt?
Yeah.
What would cause this woman to drown her son in the bath?
Head lice.
Just can't get that shampoo anymore.
Head lice. You're gay.
Oh, by the way, Steve number one finally chimed in on the, if you had to blow, dude, what would you want it to taste like? Bacon and brownie batter with barbecue sauce and disco fries.
Barbecue sauce is the fucking leader.
Ew.
Yeah, but barbecue, bacon and brownie batter.
Dude, he don't even like barbecue sauce.
Or brownie batter.
Or bacon.
No, he does like brownie
he
batter.
He just loves dick.
Anyway.
Anything to get that cock.
Yeah.
Just
our semen. I want to taste our semen.
I mean, I've never tasted a dick or semen, but I'd imagine that if you were to mix all that shit together, that might get close to the taste.
All Steve wants to do is feel a sticky residue with little wormy fucking movements in his mouth.
Yeah. Wormy movements.
He wants to feel the sperm moving.
I think she drowned the kid because she was afraid he was going to turn out gay.
Oh.
I think she was afraid that the devil was in him and he was a poltergeist.
Oh. Devil inside. Devil inside.
Yeah. Devil inside.
Matt, anything?
I heard you said it. Headlights.
What did you say? Headlights? Oh, that's right.
Are any of us close?
No.
So let's go again.
The 38-year-old woman from the capital.
Bangkok.
Jakarta. Told police her son had...
A boner.
A small penis.
So she tried to drown him for a small penis.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's... To me, honestly, that's
a
like...
A good reason?
Well, yeah, a good reason.
But I mean, that's her being considerate of a child because, like, with the ridicule and everything.
She was worried that his small penis would affect his prospects for the future.
How old is he?
9 years old.
See, but how small are we talking here?
I don't know. She's just like, you know what? This thing's not getting any bigger. So you're out.
Damn.
That's not true. That means she's had to have seen some dick in her day.
Sure.
To be like, wow, this is never.
Well, no, she's Indian.
How small do you think it was?
I don't know.
And, she's like straight up Indian, like fucking Indiana Jones Indian, right?
This woman's fucking
Indonesian.
She drowned her son in the bathtub filled with water, obviously. Then she dressed him and laid him out on a bed. After that, she went to a nearby police office to report her crime.
He died because his penis was too small.
She dressed him and then stuffed his pants with socks.
Dude, that's just so creepy.
I know. I mean, at least if she went nuts and then was like, oh, no, what I do, and tried to bury him, that would be like, you know.
Yeah.
But she, like, laid him out, dressed him nice.
You think she just walked in and was like,
there you go, small talk.
That'll teach you.
Hi, officer. Christ. I drowned my kid because his dick was small. I'm sorry.
And then the cop's like, it's 10 inches. What are you doing?
That thing's bigger than mine.
This is a girl, lady.
This is a girl with a very large clitoris, not a small penis.
Wow. Oh, shit.
This is Joni Laura.
Wow.
And she's not dead.
I don't understand. I mean, this is like common practice like in Africa.
What, people drowning people for not small
just killing,
penises?
Just killing babies that are born with small penises.
Taken.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but in Africa, that's expected.
Sure. That's how they got so big.
Like, I know in Africa.
That's...
Wow.
That's how they weeded out the weak over the years.
Exactly. No, it's true.
So is she like going to die?
Wait, hold on. So Africans, they kill the ones with small dicks and then cut the clits off girls.
Yeah.
So they really like to go the opposite directions with
each.
And then chew them.
Wow.
Like bubble gum.
Well, if you eat a young girl's clit that's been recently cut off, you won't get AIDS.
Mm. Or if you have popcorn.
Or if you eat popcorn, yeah. Mm.
Or if you rape virgins.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's fucking true.
Like, what you're saying,
not just, virgins, but like 5 year olds.
Yeah. I think it was 13. I mean, it was actually back in the day.
Oh, like five?
Like 13 year old virgin girls, they would bang.
Well, I mean, five safe AIDS. Because they're having consensual sex by 7 in some of those tribes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Tribes.
And by tribes, I mean Harlem.
Oh, my God, you racist motherfucker.
I mean, Tribe Called Quest.
When I heard that, I was just fucking. I didn't even have an answer to that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even have a retort to what I heard.
No, we're definitely talking single digits.
You think that's why Benoit did it?
Dude, you are a fucking Basie pig.
Count Basie.
How many people think you're disgusting now?
Whoa.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that, nigga.
Hey.
What's going on, Sean?
Steve, popping bottles.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's all right. So how does everyone feel about that?
I think the woman should be, her head should be lopped off.
Do you think it's for better or for worse?
I think she did to get a favor.
I think it's for better. We need bigger dicks.
Yeah. I mean, like, how many times over that kid's life was he going to disappoint a girl with that fucking small pecker?
She was thinking about...
It's about the motion in the ocean, faggots.
That is his choice to disappoint her.
Wow. So if he wanted to kill himself...
Or it's her choice to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
You guys with me or what?
I'm with you.
Fucking nubby brown.
I mean, if a girl sees your dick and she's like, wow, I think it's fucking small.
Well,
I guess
Asian,
I'll do it. So. And then she's unsatisfied. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah,
she
definitely got herself. That's her choice.
At one of my gaming tournaments, we were at the restaurant in the hotel and just hanging out. There's this big guy from Texas. You know, he's about 6'5".
Can he pee on the back of his belly?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's not, you know. Anyway, we're all just talking, sitting around, joking. And, I don't know, we're talking with him and this other guy. He's like Filipino or something like that. And there was just some harmless comment made about, you know, the guy from Texas being bigger than him. And the guy
like,
from Texas...
Like in his pants, you're saying?
No, the guy from Texas goes, in more ways than one.
What?
And then... The Filipino guy goes, well, I am Asian, so I'm not going to argue with that. He totally like shut him down by like responding like that like a dick. It was hilarious.
Wow. I do that all the time, and I'm not even telling the truth when I say
You're not even Asian.
Yeah.
You know what just said into me, like, that late, how the kid was 9, you said?
Yeah.
You know how, like, cognizant you are at 9? Oh,
yeah. No, he knew what was going on. Like,
yeah, 9. No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. I hope that got on mic a little bit.
What grade you went in 9th? 9 year old?
That's
third.
Like, I mean, in those countries, that's at least like junior year of college.
Yeah. Here it's like, what, second grade?
That's third grade here.
The little
third?
Chinese man with the little slidey things.
Abacus.
Slidey things. Slidey things.
Can you bring up the Mr. Perfect music again?
Yeah. I really
I was
gotta...
great at that.
Well, now they got the pushy button thing, so.
Speak and spell, but math versions.
I think you meant a calculator.
No, they had those, like the 2 times. Never mind.
2 9 2 = 4.
You don't remember that? They had those.
I know.
3 + 4 = 7. I think. Wait.
So that's.
No. Yeah.
So that's how they record that shit.
Again. Next ago.
3 - 3 = 0.
Mathematics is hilarious.
They should have like hate math.
They should have like a stone speak and spell. Yeah. It's like house H O W. Wait, no. Wait a minute.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
In,
no.
In a sentence.
Dude, I think I what?
Left my keys at my house. Origin.
Zyphius.
Where am I?
I have a boner. Where am I?
I have the weirdest boner right now.
Don't drown me, mommy. My penis will grow.
It's a grower, not a shower.
I thought I had a pube, so I peed out of it.
I'm all back, no pipe.
Oh, it hurts.
Come on, Mom. It's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean.
He's drowning. That's why that's great.
Mom.
I'm laughing so hard I'm straining the muscles in the back of my head.
I love it.
You want to smoke a cigar? A pink tip white owl.
It's rare to get the big laughs out of Kev.
Yeah. Now we see why he tries not to laugh. He has like a stroke.
He's hurting.
He's like crippling up over here.
Oh, boy, that video.
Oh, man.
I have an erection.
Let me shove it in your ass and see how big it is.
Let's do the 2 dogs in a tub. Please.
Oh, that hurts.
Dude, small? That's not what your mother said. I mean, grandma. I mean, great grandma.
I mean, nana.
I mean, oma.
Mima.
Nana.
Oh my God. What happened?
Grammys.
Dude, you are a fucking slob. You are like a fucking beast seal.
Yeah.
Clutch wants to have someone say, "Let my people go" in that voice. Jesus Christ.
Let my people go.
I don't get it, though.
I don't either.
Is it because it's almost Easter and we're going to be watching Chuck Heston?
I guess so.
Let my penis go.
You damn dirty ape.
You damn dirty ape.
Yeah. Well. That was something.
You're back, Kev?
Yes. I had to massage the back of my head.
Yeah.
I like 3-7-2-3-6-1-2-7-2-8.
You just said
7-3-7-2-7-2.
You dyslexic fucker. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You did. You said 3-7-2.
I'll wait to the replay. I'm
you
right.
Did. You need
I
to
said 7-3-2.
You need to have
one,
like
three,
a cut
six.
Of the Mr. Perfect music, and then anytime Steve botches on the show, just dun, dun.
You guys are dicks.
The only one I have
just for that
at the ready is this one for Vaughn.
Yeah, it's always been there since from 2005. It's been there.
Too
sweet.
We are in control. The O N D R O L.
Auburn, New York. A woman and a teenager are charged with sexual abuse following an incident at a Super Bowl party or Superb Owl party. Mm-hmm. Auburn police Super. Said. Chastity Bell and an unnamed 16-year-old girl were charged with felony sexual abuse.
Really?
On a 19-year-old man.
What did they do?
I don't know.
It's not possible for a woman to abuse a male.
So this girl and a 16-year-old girl sexually abused a 19-year-old man, and he's got a problem with it? I mean, she's not like a looker.
Bring her up first.
I mean, that's a tiny-ass picture.
Let's enlarge that. She looks like a drug addict.
Yeah.
But I'd still probably give it to her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
And it is like a mugshot or whatever. I'm sure if you pretty her up, she's fine. She has some weird, like, almost, like, distorted
like
lips.
The side of her head shaved or something?
I don't... It looks like her hair might be in braids.
Yeah.
And it's like those really tiny, like...
Either that or it's just really greasy.
Cornrows, kind of.
Hmm.
Yeah.
She has some kind of braids or it's really greasy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just a like distortion of the picture, but her one eye looks a lot bigger than the other.
Yeah. That happens.
Well, maybe she was in the middle of doing her makeup when they arrested her.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like she was blown a dude and somebody smacked her in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some girl said, he's lucky that's all that happened to him.
What? Yeah.
Could have been far worse waking up in black market organ harvesting facility.
Oh. Could have happened.
Yeah, so basically this girl's like, hey, you know, could be worse.
Yeah, I'd definitely give it to her. Steve is like hunting for scraps over here. who's the other one? They don't know that.
What's this chick's name?
Teenager, so.
Cuntlips McGillicuddy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's not her name.
How'd you know?
Dude, it's in the story.
What's her name?
You missed it.
Chastity Bell.
See if we get more pictures of her. What? Poker.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
No, I mean like poker on Facebook.
Any other pictures
ever?
Oh, I tried finding her on Facebook.
Oh. No luck?
No. No avail.
Because I want to see a clearer picture of her.
Poor name.
I know. Well, I'm sure if there were one, they would grab it.
Chastity Bell.
Is there any way you can get a better picture of that pixelated shit?
No.
He just said that, dude. Come on.
Where are you?
I don't know, dude.
Narek, I need a better picture of her.
I think
you'd like that.
I think when people listen to the show, they'd be amazed at what cracking does to your fucking mind.
I bet it does.
It really does. I fell asleep in the toilet before.
Where is she from?
Do you realize what I did last week when I went home?
No. We're supposed to get into that.
Where's she from? I got a poker.
New York.
Ronkonkoma.
Oh, she's from Ronkonkoma. Is that true?
Albany.
Oh, that's okay. It's different.
Island Heights. Chastity Bell.
Yeah, Kraken fucked me up last week, brother.
All right, go. Let's get into it. What happened?
Well, I get home, and I lay in my bed with my wife.
Oh, boy.
Long story short, Steve's having another kid. Congratulations.
Which is impossible.
But I think that ship sailed. Anyway, go on.
I was like, yo, let me give you some hickeys on them now. Little breastises.
Hickeys on the breastises.
And she's like, all right.
cool, you know? Because I had been texting her. I was like, yo, I'm coming home. You better be ready.
You better have those flapjacks ready.
Like, from like while we're doing the show. No,
fuck.
While we're, fuck you.
While we're doing the flapjack show you last week. That's why.
Okay. Well, I'm doing a show. I'm like, text her. I'm like, yo, you better fucking motherfucking be ready, you know? So I get home. And now this is fucking what I have. Like,
slap you.
I had like 5 or 6 glasses of fucking Kraken and beer.
I'm going to tell you to shut up.
The so Kraken was flying.
I was
like,
annihilated.
Mm-hmm.
So I get home, and the whole gimmick I just said about the fucking hickeys and shit. And she's like, all right. And the next thing I know, she'd asked me to fucking massage her back or her butt with, like, some fucking lotion. And then the next thing I know, it was 7 o'clock in the morning.
And your face is in her ass covered in massage lotion.
Nothing ever happened.
No.
I just fucking immediately passed the fuck out. Yeah. And I guess she had tweeted, like, 3 in the morning that Steve only fucking snores when he's drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did the story come across differently for you, Matt?
She said, I mean, there's probably stuff that you maybe don't remember saying.
Mm-hmm.
But she said that.
Definitely. Probably. I can guarantee you I said things I don't remember.
Yeah. You were like, oh, come on. Let's do it right now. And she was just like, yeah, you're not. Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, forget it.
Actually, I remember her saying that. Yeah, you can't. Just.
Yeah. There's no way you can do this right
she's
now.
She's like, you're hung like a 9-year-old Indonesian boy.
And
we're
then,
not getting anything.
And then she's just like, I'm not waiting. You're like, just give me like 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
She said that?
Like,
I honestly,
like, I'm not waiting.
Dude, from the point that we left here till I woke up the next day, I do not remember.
I told her, I'm like, dude, you know guys hate that.
What?
I'm not waiting. It's like, well, guess what? You're not getting it for like 5 days.
5 days.
No, I'm not
oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Right.
I'm not like that.
No.
I'm the type that after like 3 days, if it hasn't happened, I'm like, yo, what's the problem?
I'm sorry, baby.
Do you
not
like this?
You know, that's not what she told me, though.
Oh.
She said that, like, you got into this weird, like, trance, and she said that, like, you gave her the, quote, hardest dicking that she'd ever gotten in her life.
I believe that.
And you were yelling Hulk smash the whole time.
Yeah.
Cock smash. So basically to...
She also said you kept repeating the lyrics, but not like singing them, but just repeating them, of Sting's Desert Rose. Ooh.
So what
I don't
you're
really know where
is,
that came into it, but...
So what's the, what you guys are saying is, to Matt, she buried me, to Kev, she put me over.
Yeah.
So,
wow. And I just never heard the story.
Damn.
So
what's the truth?
Will.
But basically, the moral of the story is, Kraken fucks you up.
Really does.
And you know what's amazing is it doesn't give you hangovers. I haven't had a hangover from it yet. But I literally don't remember the time we sealed the show, leaving here, driving with Kev. I don't remember any of it.
See ya.
Really? I don't remember any of it.
So you don't remember jacking me off on the ride back to your house?
I mean, no. I mean, it's news to me, but I guess I can see how it happened.
You'd be like, honey, does this smell like Kevin?
You don't remember Kev blasting that fucking barbecue sauce all over the place?
And I was like, oh, let me lap that up.
Lap it up. Can't get enough of that barbecue sauce.
Use some of that little goddamn hot chili.
Goddamn turkey chili.
I had turkey chili today.
Pour it in my ass.
Kevin was firing out the blue cheese.
I had turkey chili from
blue
Cluck
cheese.
You today.
Cluck You.
Yeah. Mm. Jamie went to go pick up Cluck You for herself, and when she was there, she's like, they have turkey chili. I'm like, oh, get it. She's like, I already got it.
Yep.
Been there, done that.
And then I ate it, and it was the most bland thing I've ever tasted.
Really? No
it, like,
huh?
Literally tasted like nothing.
Yeah.
I like your turkey chili.
Mm. No, it's not that it was bad. Like, it wasn't bad because it didn't taste bad,
no
but
flavor?
It was good because it didn't taste good.
Maybe you got a bad batch.
I guess. It literally tasted like nothing. Like, even the beans like, tasted like nothing.
Like cardboard.
Like, it tasted like the nothing from the Never Ending Story.
Wow.
Just a fucking black
cougar shit. That's absolutely
true. Betray you!
Was that fucking Charlton Heston?
Yeah. By the way, the fucking new Oz movie, I'm going to the movies with my wife.
I want
to
see it.
We are both excited about it. Plus, I'm a big fan of the fucking...
Franco?
Yeah.
John Franco?
Yes.
What about...
Would you guys go with us?
As long as you're not going at 10 in the morning.
No, but is that,
no
like a movie, is that a movie you want to see in the movies?
Yeah, that's the kind of movie that would
Tuesday
be able
is $5 all day.
It would be able to bring me out just to eat movie theater popcorn and drink a big thing soda.
So, Derek, you're into that? Because that's like that Gandalf feel to it, you know?
Gandalf.
I want to see it.
I wanted to see
it. And Zach
Hansel
Braff is a little monkey.
Are you interested in
No.
So sorry, I'm a man. Now what is man
now
things.
Is this and I'll like go as the, far as to say, fuck that.
Now is this like the threequel or what?
This is the prequel.
Mm-hmm. The prequel to the Wizard.
This is the wizard.
So this going is before to Dorothy.
I'm gonna I'm gonna go ahead and honestly tell you guys, I've never even seen the first Wizard of Oz.
Really?
You've never seen the Dorothy Wizard of Oz gimmick?
Odd.
Never.
I don't believe it.
Now Steve swears that there is another Oz movie called Return to Oz.
Yes, there is.
It doesn't exist.
I actually have seen that.
No, it doesn't
exist. I actually have it at DVR in my house. You can come over and watch it.
I will.
I've scrapped to it.
It's actually very, very She's creepy. Fucking,
isn't there...
What's her name from the craft?
Yeah. I thought you said...
Veruca Salt, whatever her name is.
Not Veruca Salt. Veruca Salt. The skinhead chick.
What the fuck's her name on the craft?
Please, if you're listening, call in.
Yeah.
Cunty Jones.
Cunty Jones.
What the fuck is her name, Matt?
Can't remember.
That bitch from the craft. The big eyes.
Yeah.
Can't American History X bitch.
Rashida Jones.
No.
Rashida Wallace.
Anyway, I have it on DVR at my house, so you can come over.
Feruza Balk?
Told you.
Yeah, Veruca Salt, that was it.
It was
American History X, Almost Famous, The Water Boy.
Can't fight the sealer.
I knew it was close to Veruca Salt.
Chick Rock Matt strikes again.
She has nice tits, by the way.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm interested in seeing that. So when it comes out, maybe we could plan a little Aristocrats thing.
Sure. Sans, guy over here.
I'm going to go ahead and pull the mat on that one and say, no, it's too early.
But it's 10 p.m. Not too early.
I'm yeah, still no, sleeping. Can't do it.
Nope, still shipping 300 orders.
Let's get some Veruca Salt in here.
Oh, God.
Veruca Salt.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. American-made music to jack to.
There's not much better than chick rock in the 90s.
Yeah, I can't feel anything below my knees again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Maybe some Veruca Salt to cheer you up.
I'm not, unhappy. I'm just... I just can't feel below my
knees.
I'm
okay with it. I'm just pointing it out.
Dorothy, saved from a psychiatric experiment by a mysterious girl, is somehow called back to Oz.
Mm-hmm.
When a vain witch and the Gnome King destroy everything that makes the magical land beautiful.
See, this one was fucked up because thanks YouTube for stopping that in the middle.
Buffering.
Bit. YouTube's been horrible lately. Yep. I can't watch anything. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I actually was watching some stuff on the YouTube app on my Xbox.
Yeah.
And it just kept taking big shits earlier.
Yeah. Huge shits.
Well, now there's like this HTML5 error that's coming up.
I don't get any errors. It just stops.
Yeah.
And then I put it on like, 240p, and it's like, nope, sorry.
It's okay. And it's like, God, it's not just
it's like slow internet connection. I'm like, no, actually quite fast.
Quite speedy,
no,
actually.
No, yeah, just you. Yeah. The thing that was screwed up about this Wizard of Oz.
Which one?
The second one, Return to Oz.
Yes.
And the first
one. So you did see it?
Of course I did. It was a joke back in the day. You were talking about it, and everyone said it didn't exist, and you got really mad.
I did get pissed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was
a joke. Because it was better than the first one.
Yeah, it was different.
Which
now the thing was,
it wasn't. But it,
in the first one, like the Tin Man and the Scarecrow, they were all based on people that lived with her on the farm.
Very good idea.
Yes. Now in this one, the second one, she had Clocky. Was it Clocky?
TikTok.
Sorry, who was based on the electroshock machine that she was being treated with.
Well, it was the same premise. It was the same premise. She could relate things to her.
Yeah, basically, they thought she was insane, so they locked her up.
Because
she
told
her talking about
Oz.
Well,
no, she told her Aunt Em.
Auntie Em.
Auntie Em about Oz.
Yeah, and they locked her up.
They locked her up for it. She was like, you're fucking nuts.
And then she had Conky that was based on her stereo equipment.
And actually, instead of Toto, she was...
Hi!
Instead of Toto, she carried around it.
And then she had Dilly, which was based on her pleasuring device.
Oh.
Dilly.
It didn't talk much. It just went...
Dilly Doe. No, but instead
of... Terry came in.
Instead of Toto, she had
Pee-wee.
Instead of Toto, she had a chicken. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, the chicken that talked.
Yes.
It had a name like Isabel or something.
Yeah, it was weird.
But yeah, it was a freaky movie. And the witch had... her head would come off.
Well, she had all the heads from all the women of the Land of Oz.
Yeah, so she had all these heads, and she was able to take the heads
very
off.
Very creepy.
And it was a freaking movie.
You know, for a movie that
I just
didn't
saw
exist,
it, recently, actually,
it freaked me out as a kid.
And those roller guys, the guys.
Wheelers.
Oh, that
wheelers,
was really, really creepy.
And they were based on the stretchers that would go down the hallway. Yeah.
That's what they would do.
The fucking robot.
Yeah.
It's a scary movie.
It was
you know what's freaky is my kids love it.
when you first watch it, you're just like, oh, this is goofy, whatever. But when you see it as an older person, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, TikTok is a fucking electroshock machine.
Twisted shit is awesome.
Yeah. It was, like, Tim Burton-esque.
Yeah.
And it had the pumpkin guy, Jack Pumpkin head or whatever.
Yep.
Pumpkin cunt.
The moose head.
The moose attached to the couch, and then they had that dust that made it come to life.
Yeah. That was weird.
Fucking freaky, man.
I think that was a Jim Henson project.
I can't remember.
I think so.
So wait, now what you're saying though is this new Oz movie is...
This is how the wizard got to Oz. The old guy in the original Wizard of Oz, the wizard.
Oh, the guy that works 8 days, 7 days of the week.
Okay.
You mean the old guy. Kevin Nash.
Yeah, the wizard.
Not baby, that's Oz.
This is how he gets to Oz.
Okay.
And apparently he's basically like...
And Frank goes the wizard?
Yeah, he looks like a snake oil salesman or, you know, does some, like, sleight of hand. And he gets drifted off into Oz somehow through a hot air balloon. And they think he's a real wizard and he has to save Oz. So he does his little trickery.
No, Dust, Oz is the city. Nah, baby, that's Oz. That's a wizard, baby. The wizard's Oz. That's what you're going to be, baby.
Lots of barbecue sauce, baby, and dick sucking, baby.
Kevin Nash, baby, you don't even have to bend over. I just suck that dick in the Gerald's barbecue sauce coming out of him, baby.
He don't even have to sit down. I can do that standing up because he's 7 feet tall.
My lisp is a work.
I don't have a real lisp, baby. We should all start doing that as Aristocrats. Just start talking with lisp.
My lisp is a fabrication.
It's a myth. It's a tall tale, if you would.
if you will, Bobby the Brain.
It's the big fish, baby.
Right here on Saturday night.
It's an unsolved mystery, baby. Is it real? Is it not? You decide, baby.
Fact or fiction?
You can put me to sleep. Give me surgery. Test me, baby.
Cut me open.
Hook me up the lie detector test, baby. You can interrogate me, baby.
You can polygraph the American dream. Yeah. But you can't hold it down.
But if you're wrong, baby, you getting a dusty elbow, baby.
I've dined on pork and beans while they polygraph the American dream.
I'm not going to tell you it's true. I'm not going to tell you it's not, baby. But if you're wrong, you're getting an elbow, baby. And we're going to eat it on skillet, baby.
What? Wrong fat guy.
Oh my God.
I'm going to have lots of Crown Black Budweiser black shit, baby.
Black shit, baby.
Budweiser black shit.
It's fucking distinctively smooth, baby.
That's right, baby.
Black Crown distinctively smooth.
Give me the fourth round, baby.
That's right,
baby.
American dream.
Who was supposed to have the real Hogan entrance?
What?
I'm a real American.
Bob Backlund.
Was he really?
No. It was...
Ted DiBiase had something going on where he was supposed to be...
Somebody was supposed to be original, like... I don't know. Whoever...
The original entrance theme... It was written for a tag team.
Doink the Clown.
That's right. It was a tag team.
U.S. Express.
Yeah.
That's right.
I remember Ted DiBiase having something going on and he wound up getting, like...
Rich as shit?
Ave, baby.
Yeah, he's rich as shit now, but was it like Honky Tonk Man or somebody?
How come wasn't all these next generation wrestlers that can't hack it? Like Perfect Kid, DiBiase Kid, they just don't have what their parents had.
Not everybody's supposed to do what their dad did.
That's true. Thank God you said it, baby, because I wanted to say it, but I didn't say it, baby.
They're like, all right, maybe, you know, June... job matches or something.
You know what? I just read something that I did not know, and you guys can segue into this if you want. Rick Derringer performed Real American, as we know, Hulk Hogan's theme. He also did Demolition Theme.
Certainly did.
Oh, I
did not know that.
I think the two rude dudes are wrestling them, baby.
We actually are in April.
April.
Two rude dudes versus Demolition.
April something, baby.
For Funkified Wrestling, funkifiedwrestling.com, Funkified Entertainment on Facebook, at FWF Wrestling on Twitter. You can come see the Two Rude Dudes versus...
That'd be me and Kev.
Demolition.
I gotta say...
Brought to you by ESS Promotions,
That's no BS. That's ESS.
Mm-hmm.
Demolition theme was pretty fucking gnarly.
I loved it.
Is it bad that I didn't know that Smash was Repo Man?
What?
What?
You didn't know that?
No. I'm just trying to make something so we can talk about it.
No, isn't it? Jimmy Hart do vocals in this?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe back. Oh, I can't even play fucking.
It won't. What?
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
It's
like, oh, that's your 15 seconds of fair use. That's it.
19 seconds. I'm going to go drop down to 240.
Pain and destruction is our middle name.
How's Axe looking nowadays?
I don't know how he looks right now, but I know he sounds like
Ronald
Reagan.
How old is he?
Well, I'm going to kick your stinking teeth in and shove them down your throat, and then I'm going to run for re-election.
Yes.
He's looking very
old. How
old
is he? Because world-renowned comedian Ryan Marr posted on my Facebook that he's 65.
He has to be at least 65.
Wow.
What's his name? Bill
Eady?
Eady.
So basically, he's not picking us up, and we're not picking him up.
No.
Oh, no, we are. Whether he likes it or not, we are.
For our finisher.
Super bomb.
If he takes that shit. Oh, man.
Mr. Bill Eady is 65 years young.
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
Officially.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get an Axe promo up there? I just want to hear him. He does sound like Ronald Reagan. Because he doesn't try to do like the raspy yelling wrestling voice anymore.
Well, look at this picture here.
There he is.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's still basic.
He's still got it, though.
He still looks
like a fucking kick your ass.
Yeah.
He always just looks like somebody's badass dad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now he's somebody's badass grandpa.
Kev.
Yeah. Jamie wants to know if we can pick her up coffee. She says she gets you coffee every single Monday.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you can tell I said, oh, fuck that.
She said, Kev said, yo, fuck that.
There's a long story.
Tell her she can get that coffee in her ass.
She says she's never bringing you coffee ever again.
This show that you guys are facing demolition at.
Wait, so Bill Eady is 65.
Yeah, we'll get
and Barry Darso is 53.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So combined age.
Bill's robbing the cradle.
Is 118. And then Steve and I combine for half that.
Yes. Yeah. There's like a really long story behind Axe getting the rights to use the name Axe.
Yeah,
and
he
like
was like wearing a mask.
All
and
the
shit.
Legal stuff, like, and then like Smash didn't want to do it for a while. Maybe Smash just didn't want to touch the legal shit.
Maybe.
Maybe it was once it was cleared, then they got to do it. I got to tell you something. Demolition, once they got put into like the games as like the classic wrestlers, man, little kids like them.
You know, I got to miss
something
real quick
about them.
I'm popping huge over working them. Not so much that I'm working Demolition.
Yeah.
But I'm working two guys that I regularly used on WrestleFest.
That's right.
At the Dot Stop.
Well, actually, Crush was in that, and Crush is dead.
Well, it was Demolition. Well,
yeah, but you only had Smash.
Oh, he's dead.
I understand, but it was Demolition.
Yeah, but you didn't have Axe.
I understand that, but it was Demolition.
There we go.
Oh, Jesus.
It's gonna be good.
I can't wait. Barry Darso.
Why does it look like he has pissing?
Oh God! It's just a shadow.
Okay,
yeah. He's shadow. Looking at a promo shot of the two rude dudes.
Yeah.
You little nerds.
I've always wondered why Smash's head looks like he's melting into his shoulders.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's noticed that since like maybe 10 years ago.
He does.
It's really weird.
What's that? What's the unit next to him?
Oh, that's Axe's breathing machine.
That's his
you can
fucking
pile drive that.
That's his mobile respirator.
Poor guys.
I honestly though, yeah,
bring up. I need an Axe promo or recent.
Look, I understand he's old, washed up, blah blah blah.
Not even washed up.
But like I said, I think it's awesome.
Sure.
Two Rude Dudes vs Demolition. Okay,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Two of the I'm best looking I've forward seen. To it,
And looking past it as soon as possible.
You know, Barry Darso actually did a lot in
sure
wrestling.
He sure, he did.
Like, you know, you always see, especially, I mean, not so much nowadays because like everyone can just look at the history of a guy, but guys just disappearing for a little bit and being rebranded.
Yeah.
And if there was ever somebody that had new life over and over again, it was Barry Darso.
Oh yeah, he had at least 4 major gimmicks that were on television.
Yeah,
With couple of them having, you know,
all right, name them.
Well, my personal favorite, to put it out there, hole in one Barry Darso.
Hole in one.
The golfer. Hole in one.
Well, then we would get along because I had 38 strokes and 9 holes in high school.
That's right.
Yeah, you did.
What was this big gimmick before Smash Crusher?
Can you grab a hole in one Barry Darso vignette? Crusher Darso, it has here. That's his name. And Crusher Khrushchev.
Crusher Khrushchev.
That was the other one.
Wow,
that's him. And he's showing off that tattoo. Do you remember when he came in as Repo Man? They made him. He had to cover up that. Was it eagle tattoo that he had? Yeah, he had to cover that shit up, and then all of a sudden he didn't. And on, what's it called?
It was also the Blacktop Bully. All right, my
question.
And Payne Stewart.
That was when he was the Steve Austin ripoff, right?
I honestly.
Remember, they had him doing the Steve Austin gimmick. He wore the exact same outfit.
Well, because Derek usually bows out on this and just rests his fucking cheek on his knuckles. Derek, what do you think is more popular? What? Repo Man or Demolition?
Demolition.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, was he more popular as Demolition?
Three-time tag
team. Is he a Hall of Famer, by the way?
If he's not, he should be.
They're going in this year, aren't they?
Are they?
I don't know. I haven't heard nothing about it.
Are the demos going in this year?
Look, Bruno Sammartino is overshadowing everybody.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, man. Three-peat beating Andre the Giant at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
You know what's amazing is Bruno Sammartino was a champion for a long time.
Darso returned to WCW in October 1997, wrestling under his real name before being repackaged in October 98 as Payne Stewart, a villainous golf player named after Payne Stewart. Mm-hmm. I guess
WCW ruled.
And then the gimmick was later renamed Mr. Hole-in-One Barry Darso and also Putting Barry Darso.
Putting.
WCW rule. Matt hated it.
Well, here is Axe recently doing cutting a promo.
Yeah. Clown, I'm not done with you. You had a couple of your schmo friends, your clowns from the circus come in.
And it sounds like Iron Mike.
I should have known that.
They're very similar.
In the near future, Doink. And I hope it's right here in Mississippi in front of these same fans. I'm going to expose you for the rat you are. I'm going to take that
Barry Goldwater. I'm going to expose you. Jimmy Carter.
And then we're going to watch you walk around like
I'm going to take you down.
You're going to be the Red Rooster reincarnated.
This is like...
Take that to the bank, my friend.
This is the exact promo that I wanted, that I was hoping you would land on.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
You got it.
The Red Rooster reincarnated.
So which one of those is taking our Super Bomb?
Dude, good luck getting either one of them up.
For anything.
Good luck for either one of them not breaking something.
It's a weird thing in wrestling because, like, I mean, I hate to say because, like, I have a great amount of respect for everything these guys have done. But realistically, if you look at those guys, there's no way that they should be able to beat us.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
There's no way. We're two young dudes.
Young studs.
Like,
well, run it by him in the locker room.
Well,
see if they'll go for it.
I actually got to say, Axe is...
You guys want to take the fall for
Axe is not above putting over young guys. He's not. You've heard otherwise?
I know. I've heard conflicting stories about the two of them where different people have said one's easier to work with than the other, and then you hear the opposite.
I think that goes with all tag teams, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
All tag teams, there's always the one good cop, bad cop with every tag team.
Well, actually, there was a wrestler who passed away a few years ago who actually went over on both Larry Zbysko and Axe in back-to-back shows for promotion.
Rick Ratchet?
No.
Oh.
He's dead.
You know what we're talking about? Dead.
Resin?
Yes. after he did those two matches, he wrestled me, and
you went over on him.
Well, here's the thing: the promoter and I went over, ideas beforehand to keep his momentum going because he did go over on two legends, and we decided, what to do with this. And he refused.
So he went over on two WWE legends, WWF, WWE legends, and refused to go over Shock.
He absolutely refused. I couldn't talk him out of it. I would have had to like roll myself up and like hold him on top of me to get him to pin me. And I went back to the promoter and I was just like, yeah, he doesn't want to go over. And he thought I meant like doesn't want to go over the match. And I was like, no, no, no. Like he won't let me job to him. And he's just like, get the fuck out of here. Go tell him he's winning. I was like, all right. Went back to him. I was like, I talked to him. He's just like, you got to go over. He's just like, no, absolutely not. And like he was like deep-heartedly in just absolute refusal about it. I don't understand why.
Well, I don't know. It's weird about him.
I don't know.
His gimmick got him over more than anything.
It is. Well, that's usually...
That's all you need. That's what you need. Yeah. That's exactly what you need.
This is the same guy who bragged to me that he had a jacket. And on this jacket, he would write down the names of everybody who he had beaten. And he's like, dude, literally the day after I added Chris Candido to that jacket, he died. So I think it had something to do with it.
I was there when he did it.
When he killed Chris Candido.
I was actually supposed... Yeah, I was on that show supposed to defend the title against this Chris Candido guy. And... yeah, he wrestled Resin that show. They're both dead.
Resin's dead for sure.
Yeah. The difference is if you say Chris Candido, people will be like, oh, yeah. Say Resin, people are like, what?
Yeah. Who?
Well, I mean, that was
obvious. You mean the shit that builds up inside a fucking a bowl?
You mean the stuff that that chairs are made out of?
By the way, Resin, yes, you fucking ripped.
But,
whatever,
yeah.
Pothead.
Yeah,
X.
I was just really, really just blown away by that. I don't know what I ever did.
Thank you, Derek. I've been waiting for that for about 45 minutes.
I don't know what I ever did to deserve that kind of respect above Larry Zbysko and X.
You probably burped in front of him. He just didn't want to.
Maybe
fucking
he took a peek at you at the urinal.
Oh yeah,
man,
yeah,
it's all the big bag and no
pipe. Can't throw it. Can't throw it.
Nope.
Man has the smallest schwants ever.
Why does he hope that?
I don't know. Why does he hope that?
I don't understand that.
I have a hope spot inside that Matt has a small wiener.
We'll find out one day.
So, come out to Island Heights and watch me and Steve.
Island Heights?
Sterling. And watch Steve and I legit beat the shit out of two old dudes.
Yeah, the Long Hill Community Center.
I'm going to tell you, you guys cannot do the Super Bomb.
Hosted by Mayor Al Licata.
I'm going to go ahead and just tell him to his face, I'm like, I'm not putting you over unless you come out as Hole-in-One Darso. I don't care if your build is demolition.
Well, I don't have that. Here's the clubs.
We should show up with like a fucking 1980s here's golf clubs.
What if the dudes show up as like, one of us will be a Bill Eady gimmick, and one of us will be a Barry Darso gimmick.
You could be Super Destroyer or whatever it was. Super Machine. Super Machine.
We're going to come out as Rudolition.
You could be the Dude Machine.
I recommended that you get the maybe the whole spike thing, but do it all checkered.
You haven't recommended
this
that because
is the night.
Me and Kev have been working into it.
Maybe this will be the night that we break out.
The Legion of
LOD.
The Legion of dudes.
The Legion of Dudes.
The Rude
Warriors versus Demolition.
I think it'd be over as hell. We need to do it.
That would be fun. That's the goal.
Paint.
Okay. We're putting it out here right now. It will be Demolition versus the Legion of Dudes.
Pick it up.
So are you saying right now that we are no longer going to be the two rude dudes?
Oh, no, no,
we
no.
We will be the Legion.
We will be the two rude dudes, but this is the night that we will change things up.
I'm sure they'll love it.
The checkered face paint.
Or they'll be like, who
no
the fuck are these?
No face paint.
Checkered face paint.
No face paint.
What the fuck is wrong with these guys?
I'm sure you still got some doink paint left over, right?
Well, looks like I'm going to have to kick the two dudes ass by myself because my partner is out playing golf.
He's on the back nine.
He's playing with his partner.
No face paint. We don't need that.
Checkered face paint.
No. It's dumb.
Or what you do is you get those like see-through face masks and paint them
like Jason
and then
masks.
Cut it out.
How about Jason masks?
So you come
masks?
Out, it looks like you have the face paint, and then you take it off. And
how about Jason masks with the checkers on?
There you go.
Do it up. Do it up.
Mix it up.
Then we'll do checkered chainsaws with the checkered football pants.
Do it up. Checkered. Do checkered hockey masks.
But the only thing is it costs like $300 for the football pads. I already checked into it.
Get the plastic ones that LOD used to sell.
The foam ones, yeah. Not if we break into like the local high school's football facility and just, you know, liberate a few pairs.
Liberate.
Yeah. Liberate. Quick shout out to Shining Wizards podcast. It's an all wrestling podcast.
Nice.
With a name like Shining Wizards, I'd hope it was.
Either that or it's like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
At Wizards Podcast on Twitter. Mm-hmm. At Wizards Podcast.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm seeing double.
All right, we got to drag Steve home. Aristocratsradio.com or wearecrats.com. And, of course, CWERadio.com. We will see you next week.
Tune in next week to hear about Steve falling asleep on his wife again.
Yes. The growing escapades of Steve.
Growing?
And cracking.
Aristocrats.